Hey, it's Beth here, over 65 and talking, still kind of sick, still going through resilience fatigue, and still listening to spa music. So, pretty desperate. So I went to what I feel are the strongest people on the planet, five-year-olds. How they go from their mother's home to a situation where people are hitting them over the head with trucks, knocking them over, and they have to learn and sit still. Every day they come back. Every day they're in a good mood. Every day they get hurt by somebody in a way they're not prepared for because their mom doesn't steal their toys or call them names or do weird things with their tongues. So how do they do it? That's what I wanted to know. So I went to the source. I asked, mothers, what is your five-year-old thinking? How do they do it? Well, the five-year-olds, they say, have the answers to everything. And they're really good answers. Don't talk to my seven-year-old because the answers get all complicated. The five-year-old is the genius in this house. So I'm like, okay, give me an example. My mother goes, her five-year-old comes up to her and says, Mom, why do bad guys try to take over? Mom says, because they want to be in charge. The five-year-old goes, why don't they just become a mother? Okay, here's another one. Five-year-old says, Mom, what's a humanitarian? He goes, wait, I know this one. It's like a vegetarian, only they eat humans. But that's wrong, right, Mom? Yeah, that's wrong, Billy. But they're still smart. Smarter than me. Okay, so I talk to another mom. She screams at her kid, come on, we're going to be late. The kid screams back, why didn't you yell at me faster, sooner, before this? Mother goes, that's a good point. This one little girl came home from her third day of kindergarten. And she says, Mom, I'm in love. He's beautiful. His name is Noah. I'm going to be Mrs. Noah when I grow up. Mrs. Noah, Mom. Mom goes, why do you love him? The little girl goes, because he has a nice shirt. The mother goes, oh, come on, Sally. Looks aren't everything. Sally looks at her mother and says, it's clean. Sally's mom says, let's pick a date. These are all just startlingly perfect. Okay. This kid said to his mom, what do I earn? Because I was so good today. And the mom says, my love and affection. The kid goes, oh, brother. There's some wisdom in that one. Mom, why would someone like to dress as a hamster? The mom goes, do you mean hipster? The little kid goes, what's the difference? The mom goes, not much. Mom, listen. This little kid comes home from school. Third day of kindergarten. It's a big day. I think all the little marbles in their brain fall into place and they figure it out. The little kid comes up to his mother, up to the car. Goes, Mom, I love you. I love you. You were my best friend till I actually made friends of my own. She gave her mom a big kiss. This little five-year-old goes up to the mom and says, Mom, what happens if your phone falls in the potty? The mother goes, why? The little kid goes, no reason, and runs out of the room. Okay, I would do that. Little kid's playing with mom. Little kid comes home from school and she's like, I hate school. Third day of school is the limit. I can't go back. They're playing a little game of chutes and ladders. The kid's like, the teacher doesn't even like me. The teacher likes everyone else. The mother goes, Sally, you're cheating. She goes, I'm not cheating. I'm just helping myself to win. I need it, Mom. Kindergarten. But they all go back every day. That's where I'm getting this hope. If they can go back to kindergarten, I can live my life. They're my heroes. Okay, so then, this is why I don't like talking to 7-year-olds, okay? Okay, this is what happens. I have a friend with a 7-year-old, 7-year-old grandchild. Everything was going great. We were having a good time. All of a sudden, talking to the 3 and the 5-year-old, all of a sudden the 7-year-old walks in the room. Casually is trying to confirm something. Looks at the grandmother and says, stares at her. Everything gets quiet. The 7-year-old goes, you have to have a backstory to why you're evil, right? The grandmother and I just look at each other. And the kid leaves the room. I couldn't finish my tea. I don't know what she's going to do. 7-year-olds, they're not easy. So here's the 3-year-old again, because that's my group. Okay. 3-year-old goes up to us. No. Yes, it is a 3-year-old. I will talk to 3-year-olds when I have to. This 3-year-old goes up to his mother and says, I'm grown up now. First complete sentence. The mother goes, no, you're not. You're just a toddler. The kid screams, no, I'm grown up. I'm going to touch knives. Okay, I'm going to just confirm it one more time with the 7-year-old. I mean, you got to talk to him, and I understand, but be guarded, okay? Because this is the kind of thing that happens. 7-year-old comes up to the mother. I've got this on good authority. This really happened. The mother's just washing dishes, like doing the hard work of life. She doesn't deserve this at the moment. The 7-year-old comes up and goes, Mom, they have night cameras on Survivor. Guess they can't have sex then. The mother stops washing the dishes, turns around and goes, I can't believe you said that. The kid looks up at the mother and says, I can't believe I said that either. It gets complicated at 7. Way too early. 5-year-olds, there's no complication. Okay, now this 5-year-old nailed it for me. And I actually know this person. He told his mother while eating, I love Twinkies. I love Twinkies. I love to unwrap Twinkies. I love the little piece of cake that's left on the bottom that you get up with your finger, and then you lick it with your mouth, and then you have a whole Twinkie left over. I love Twinkies, Mom. I love Twinkies so much. They're filled with cream and all my hopes and dreams. I have to admit, that is true. And I felt that way about Twinkies. And I need to be reminded. In fact, I need to try another Twinkie, because it could still be true that all my hopes and dreams are there with the cream. I'm going to give it a shot. Okay, so then there's this one. This one is amazing. This 5-year-old wanted to go outside, wanted to go play with kids, wanted to go to the park, wanted to go to the mall, wanted to run around. And the mother said, we can't. We can't right now, Billy, we can't. He looks at his mother and he goes, why? Because it's dangerous? The mother says, dangerous? The kid says, yeah. The world's filled with corona pirates. The corona pirates are ruining everything. Mom, how many of them are there? Corona pirates. That's all I hear about anymore. How many corona pirates? How many people have corona pirates? Mom, why don't we just go buy them beer? Why don't we all just go buy them beer? That answer, I don't have. Okay, but this is the best one. This is the best 5-year-old. He wins the Olympics for being a 5-year-old. His name is Walter. Walter talks to his mom. He goes, Mom, what are you sitting down for? What do you have a pen in your hand for? Is that a piece of paper? Mom goes, yeah. Yeah, Walter, I'm writing a note with a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to put it in an envelope and I'm going to mail it with a stamp. Wow, Mom, that's great. Can I watch? Absolutely, Walter. Walter just looks at her. He can't read yet. He goes, what are you writing a note about? Who are you writing a note to? Why would anybody write a note? She said, well, Walter, you write thank you notes and convalescent notes, and they're so much better when they're on paper with a stamp. Walter goes, whoa, what are you writing? She said, Walter, I'm writing a convalescent note. What's that, Mom? Okay, Walter, I'm writing a note to say how sorry I am that my friend's mom died. Walter stops in his tracks, turns pale, stares at his mom. He's so upset. Mom goes, Walter, what's wrong? He could barely talk. He goes, you're sorry? You're sorry? She said, yeah, I'm sorry. Walter just grabs his mom and he goes, that's just because you're being polite, right? I mean, you didn't do it, Mom. You didn't do it, did you? You didn't do it. So, these are my answers to the world's problems. I'm satisfied with 5-year-old answers to the world's problems, especially the corona pirates. They need to be stopped. And better yet, we need to all buy them a beer. These are the only answers I've come up with so far. But 5-year-olds, if you know one, sit down, have a conversation, take them out to lunch. Buy him something, a Twinkie. Buy him a Twinkie and see what happens. It's probably going to be glorious. So, I'm trying to keep my sanity. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm going down the right path. But just in case I am, try to keep your sanity too. And I will be back. Thanks. Bye-bye.